All right, we have some breaking news. The government is rapidly barreling towards a shutdown, and Republicans have roughly 1 week to fix this, yet they are in complete disarray. In fact, many Republicans won't even be in D.C. throughout the end of the month, meaning we may be pushed into a government shutdown solely due to the incompetence of Republicans, who, let me remind you, have a majority in both the House and the Senate. They have the presidency. There is no reality in which they shouldn't be able to come together and fund the government on their own. Yet they can't. Now, on the other side of that, I am calling on every single Democrat to use all leverage available to stop this authoritarian takeover of our government. What we can do in this situation is say, listen, we will not help you. We will not aid you in stopping this government shutdown unless you make some concessions to us. And these concessions could be a number of things, ranging from healthcare, which Democrats have been pushing hard for, ranging from the Epstein files or tariffs, or even ICE would be a very good one. They say, hey, unless you tell ICE agents to chill the hell out, to stop wearing masks, then we're going to let you guys faceplant and let the government shut down. Now, the really interesting turn of events came just the other day when we learned that Speaker Johnson is shutting down the House to avoid addressing the healthcare crisis at all. And this came from the Democrat Appropriation Committee from the House. This reads, quote, "Just like he canceled votes to avoid releasing the Epstein files, Speaker Johnson would rather send members home than do the hard work of actually governing. Beyond allowing members to leave Washington before we have addressed the looming funding deadline, he has extended the Republican vacation by 2 days. Speaker Johnson is silencing members and shutting down the House in advance of a government-wide shutdown. This move is shameful and it must be reversed." I think we need to be relentlessly messaging about this shutdown and showing the American people that this is due to Republican incompetency. In this poll right there, it asks, which party would you blame for a government shutdown? And then it asks by scenario. So if it's a generic shutdown, Republicans get the majority of the blame at 34%. Or not the majority, they get more blame at 34%. Democrats get 23%, both equally 34%. If Dems block it solely for healthcare funding, Republicans actually get a greater share of the blame at 35%. Democrats get 24%, and both equally is 32%. And if Dems block it just to fight Trump and fight ICE and all of his deportations and the insane stuff he's doing, then Republicans get a 36% blame rate, Democrats get a 30% rate. So this is an inherently risky stunt that hurts tens of millions of Americans who work for the government or rely on government assistance. It is a risky stunt, but at this point, we're weighing two things. Is the short-term risk of a government shutdown greater than the long-term risk of a fascist takeover, essentially? Like, if we lose our ability to vote in the midterms, in the 2028 election, and Donald Trump continues to consolidate power and, you know, ignore the courts, we risk a lot more, in my opinion, than a short-term government shutdown. Now, I don't work for the government. I have family members that do, and I understand how painful it would be. So it's hard for me, who doesn't work for the government, to say this call, make this call. But overall, I think if we do the calculation, Democrats should be using any leverage available that they have to stop Republicans from being able to enact their agenda. This reads right here, "The politics of the House is coming back. We scooped on Monday that Jeffries told his members to be prepared to come back to D.C. on September 29th, even though the House is out of session." Now, why would this be the case? Because Johnson and the House GOP leaders have announced they won't bring back the House until at least October 1st. In other words, they won't be back, the Republicans, until the shutdown has already started. They don't even want to play ball. "We expressed our skepticism of this strategy in Monday's AM edition, only to hear complaints from Republicans. Yet, as we noted, Jeffries and dozens of House Democrats will be in town, will be in D.C. starting Wednesday for the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative meeting. Now, Jeffries is upping the stakes by potentially having all of his members in town on September 29th. The Senate will be here, as will Trump, but House Republicans say they're all set and don't need to come back as the government closes." Got it. So just think about this. Jeffries is making a pretty good move. I mean, I have a lot of criticisms of our Democratic leadership. I can make a bunch of videos about this. I consider myself a Democrat, but I think it's only fair to have criticisms of our leadership at the time when the party isn't doing well. But this is a good move. This is a good leverage play. What Hakeem Jeffries is doing is essentially saying, listen, we're going to get all of our Democrats to be in one place in D.C. so we can show the dichotomy between Democrats who are on the ground trying to do the work. The Senate is here. Even Senate Republicans are there. Trump is there. Trump's entire cabinet is there. House Democrats are there. The one missing group are House Republicans. The House Republicans keep up and leaving. They did this during the Epstein files too. They just leave when they don't want to take this up for a vote. Now, Mark Warner, Senator Mark Warner said, Democrats put forward a bill to keep the government funded and keep healthcare costs low for 22 million Americans. Essentially, if we don't pass this the way Democrats want, 22 million Americans will not only be sort of kicked off healthcare, but it'll become much harder for many Americans to attain the healthcare or the prescriptions that they need. Obamacare has helped so many people lower their costs or just lower the overall friction, right? Mark Warner then says, Republicans said nah and voted it down because Trump told them to. We're careening towards a shutdown because of their carelessness. It's not even carelessness. I don't think they're being careless. I think they are being intentional with it. They're being intentionally harmful, intentionally rude, and intentionally leaving DC so they don't even have to vote for it. Samuel says at the bottom, this is probably the first time in my lifetime where there's a looming, quote, government shutdown crisis, and it's clear that the government 100% needs to be shut down. And I actually largely agree. As I said earlier, I'm not in a position to call for a government shutdown because this affects tens of millions of Americans' lives, but I am in the position to see where the country is going overall and see that we will inflict maximum damage on ourselves if we don't allow for a short-term shutdown. We will inflict so much damage on this country over the next 5 years that I do think a short-term play to gain leverage over Republicans is necessary. That's what Samuel means when he says it's 100% clear the government needs to be shut down. Now, 8 or 9 months ago, we were going through the same thing, but Chuck Schumer made a decent argument. He said, listen, if we shut the government down now, this was back in February, Elon Musk will have more power because Congress no longer is controlling funds than Elon Musk is. Donald Trump will have more power because the courts won't be there to stop him. They will be shut down, and the American people will be kind of confused on whose fault the shutdown was because we were only 1 month into Trump's term at the time. So they would be like, oh, it's Democrats playing games. Now, the game has changed so much. We are 8 months, 9 months in at this point, and it's becoming increasingly clear which party is acting in bad faith. It's the Republicans. And if Republicans do barrel us into a government shutdown, the American people will understand whose fault it was. Trump has been taking credit for everything for the past 8 months, except for the economy sometimes, but they will understand. Trump is in power. Republicans are in power. They have been marketing that they have been in power, talking about it relentlessly. It clearly falls on the party in power when a government shutdown happens. On the other side, Democrats will need to be relentlessly messaging, like just relentlessly, aggressively messaging about one to two issues. Democrats sometimes over-intellectualize 9 different issues that we want to throw out there. There's a lot of messaging problems with the party. We just need 1 to 2 issues that people care about. Maybe healthcare, inflation, or maybe healthcare and ICE. I think there's a few issues you could pair together to really push this message and show that Republicans are not playing in good faith. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that I make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I have a meeting in about 20 minutes, so right after this video, I'm going to go dip. I'm doing a rather fun travel week where I'm doing work meetings, networking, and just having fun in the city of New York. So if you appreciate the videos that we're making, make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.